Breakfast Show, and this is where the nation's big conversations begin every morning. It's Irene Lasso and Juma Emmanuel Losande. Now, let's turn our focus to how conflict-related sexual violence, or CRSV, can be prevented in South Sudan following a two-day survivor-centered UN Action Lab that brought together UNMISS, UN agencies, civil society, and survivor-focused organizations. And to help us understand this initiative, in the studio, we are joined with Sheila Keith-Ruth, a Senior Women's Protection Advisor with UNMISS. We have Kate Rugvi, Conflict-Related Sexual Violence Team Leader for the UN Department of Peace Operations, and we'll be joined in shortly by Father John Mbapia Bakiri, Executive Director of Rural Development Action Aid and a member of the Joint Consultation Forum on CRSV. Yes, good morning, ladies. Thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right. Sheila, just tell us about the workshop on this Action Lab and who attended it.
Thank you. The workshop brought together civil society representatives who are members of what we call the Joint Consultation Forum on CRSV, survivor-focused organizations, as you mentioned, such as the South Sudan Network of Survivors, UNMISS components, UN agencies who are members of the MARA, that is the Monitoring, Analysis and Reporting Arrangement on CRSV, all supported by the UN Action Network on CRSV and the Department of Peace Keeping Team, DPETS team, right, on CRSV. And really what we were doing was to discuss about the issues of prevention of CRSV during this workshop and strengthening how we work together, because prevention of this scourge that is CRSV cannot be done by one actor alone. So prevention works best when the UN, civil society, communities, as well as the government, because they are the first duty bearer,
right,
work together and share responsibilities as well as act together.
All right, let me bring in Katie. This is the second day of a workshop hosted collaboratively by UNMISS, a Women's Protection Advisory Unit, UN Action Network on Conflict-Related Sexual Violence, and the TPET, bringing together civil society, UNMISS, and other UN actors. Now, what are the objectives of the workshop and the discussions?
So, so the objective of this collaboration between the Department of Peace Operations and the UN Action Network Against Sexual Violence in Conflict, together with UNMISS, was really to strengthen how the prevention of CRSV, and especially early warning as a core part of prevention, is approached across the UN system. So people very often think that prevention isn't possible because CRSV is very often misunderstood as kind of an inevitable facet of war. So we started from a really simple but important understanding that CRSV is not inevitable. Because it's shaped by specific conditions and specific risk factors. So when those risks are recognized early and when they're addressed, that's when prevention becomes possible. So early warning is really important for prevention. So it's we're not talking about just preventing individual incidents, but really understanding changing or how we can change risk factors. And that means looking at conflict dynamics, gender norms, power relations, population movements, economic drivers, patterns of inequality, all of these different factors that shape when and where risks emerge. And another really important point in the discussion was that, you know, prevention means that we can't just wait for confirmed cases of sexual violence to surface before we act. So by the time the cases are visible, the harm has already occurred. So early warning means that we can respond to rising risk before the violence happened. And so Sheila mentioned, you know, the importance of, you know, bringing everybody together and really this collaborative approach. And a big part of that discussion was shared analysis. So we know that there's already a ton of information that's being collected across the mission, across the UN system. So whether that's by force or by UN police or through human rights monitoring, through gender-sensitive conflict analysis, or in through humanitarian systems like the Gender-Based Violence Information Management System or IOM's displacement tracking matrix. So the workshop, really importantly, wasn't about adding new reporting burdens that obviously we would like to avoid, but instead better using what we already have, or this huge load of information that everyone's already collecting.
Right.
But applying a CRSV risk lens to that. So just to maybe conclude, we took what is an established global UN action risk identification matrix, or early warning matrix for CRSV, and through this workshop, what we're doing together is adapting that to the South Sudan context, with a view to kind of helping to surface CRSV specific indicators or red flags, and as well as, you know, what kinds of responses we should be bringing when we see those triggers. Mm-hmm. And that's why bringing the civil society and UNMISS and other UN actors together was so important.
Thank you so much, Kate, for that. And we're pleased to have Father John Ngwapier join us here in the studio. Father John, from your experience collaborating closely with survivors and communities, what does survivor-centered action mean, and why is it so important?
Thank you. In fact, Rural Development Action Aid has been a player in the field, and it has a history in supporting conflict-related sexual violence survivors. Mm. And in fact, we have supported so far since 2020 up to date, and we have supported approximately 495 survivors with various services and 93 children born out of rape. And these came all through 6 projects. And so, following your question about how we have been doing this practically in the field, I would say we have been doing the following in regards to survivor-centered approach. We have always taken listening first to survivors, in which case we try to give them space to speak without interruption when it comes to talking to them, and we don't give them judgments or rushing into solutions. For example, when a caseworker is talking to a survivor, you don't interrupt. You don't say stop, or it's coming to rain, or don't you see time is coming and you have to go home, you came very far. So all those sorts of interruptions have to be prevented. And that's what we call by listening first. And that's how we put a survivor at the center of the intervention. And also, we do our best to respect the dignity and confidentiality and consent when it comes to our work with the survivors. And by these, when we talk about dignity in the course of our intervention, we try our best to treat survivors with respect, without blame. For example, in the course of conversation between a case worker and a survivor, you avoid statements like, why did you do that, and this is so bad. So instead, you feel with the survivor. Mm. As well as in regards to confidentiality, we try to keep information that we get from survivors without discussing with the family or with the community leaders. Mm. And consent is very critical as well when dealing with survivors, for instance. You cannot give out information, and you must ask the consent of the survivor. Mm-hmm. For example, you give all that it takes, the optional course of actions to the survivors. Would it be legal process? Does the survivor prefer reporting this to the authority, or go for medical, or just simply keep silent?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the survivor has to give a consent to that.
All right. Let me bring in Sheila. Sheila, from UNMISS perspective, what does prevention of conflict-related sexual violence look like in practice here in South Sudan?
Thank you. I would like to start by saying prevention means reducing risk before harm occurs, not only responding after the fact. So in South Sudan, taking a bit from what Kate said, risks of CRSV are closely linked to armed violence, armed conflict, displacement, insecurity around daily activities like accessing markets, water points, or searching for firewood. Now, the first duty bearer who has the primary responsibility to protect its population is the government of South Sudan, to protect from CRSV and to ensure accountability for such crimes. And this comes from international law, national law, as well as UN Security Council resolutions. Now, survivor-centered prevention means that survivors' experiences inform how we understand risk and how we design our responses. Different ways, the way we look at it through our programming at the Women's Protection Advisory Unit, first through the MARA, which is the monitoring analysis reporting arrangements, the data which is collected should guide us in helping to see how to include the response. The JCF, Joint Consultation Forum, of which Rural Development Action Aid is a member, also plays a key role. And a concrete example for, you know, on this is, of course, we've got what we call at UNMISS the PTCC's patrols to combat CRSV, which is a concrete example of response to CRSV.
Thank you. Thank you, Sheila. Our time is fast spent. Let's hear from Kate about, just briefly, what more do you think is needed to strengthen prevention of conflict-related sexual violence in South Sudan?
You know, I think in a nutshell, we need sustained coordination. Shayla's just been speaking about the MARA, which is such an important mechanism for that coordination. And that's, you know, when it comes to UNMISS, we really need a shared understanding of the mandate and the roles and the responsibilities that all mission personnel hold. So that's across force, UN police, civilian sections. So when it comes to preventing and responding to CRSV, it's a core part of our protection of civilians and our women, peace and security responsibilities. And linked to that, it's also really important that we see prevention of conflict-related sexual violence as a core peace and security issue. You know, so it means addressing CRSV isn't secondary to peace and security. It is fundamental to it.
Right. Thank you. And Father John, would you like to jump in on what is needed to strengthen prevention of conflict-related sexual violence?
Yeah, what we need really to strengthen the to strengthen it is basically we have to work through partnerships and we have to work with the community as well as we work with the donors and the government as well to ensure that we strengthen the prevention.
Right.
Sheila, any message to our listeners?
Yes, what I would like to say is that prevention is possible. When we act early and together, CRSV is not inevitable. It can be prevented when survivors are treated with all that Father John has already talked about, with dignity, etc. When stigma and silence are challenged, and when communities, civil society, and all work together. What I would like to end on is that prevention only works when everyone plays their part. And when we act together, prevention becomes possible.
Right. Thank you. Kate, in 30 seconds, what's your message?
Conflict-related sexual violence is not inevitable. Prevention is possible. And it starts with sharing our understanding, our shared responsibility to prevent and respond.
Father John?
Yes, my final message is really that comes from a famous quote that we have in our work, that nothing about the survivor is decided without the survivor, which means then listening, respect, protect, and let survivors lead while working with communities to reduce the risk and stigma around them.
Right. Father John Ngwapai Bakiri from Rural Development Action Aid, Sheila Githa Ruth from UNMISS, Kate Rugvi from the UN Department of Peace Operations. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and indeed, conflict-related sexual violence is not inevitable. It can be prevented when communities, civil society, the UN and national actors work together to reduce risk, support survivors, and act before harm occurs. Now, prevention starts with listening to survivors, just as you heard our guests speaking, challenging stigma and turning analysis into practical actions that make women and girls safer in their daily lives. Well, to our listener, if you or someone you know has been affected, support services are available and no survivors should ever feel alone or ashamed. Ending conflict-related sexual violence is a shared responsibility and it begins with awareness, respect and collective action. Well, the conversation continues on air, online and we are on Facebook, search for Radio Miraya, and on X, the handle is at Radio Miraya. Good morning. Coming up at the top of the hour is a new summary in English and in Arabic. Good morning.